Well, he's been involved in cricket, we know that, and he was there for some time. He's now going across to cycling, and he's the new head of the Cycling Australia board. His name is Malcolm Speed. G'day, Mal.
Is that, that's Terry, is it?
Yes. Terry's with Michael.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about this new position.
I've been appointed as elected as president of Cycling Australia in a new revamped board structure. The Australian Sports Commission has put in place a process where a new board has been elected from people who've not previously been involved in cycling administration. So they advertised for directors, 100 applicants, some really top quality applicants, and we've put together this new board and we start on Friday.
Mal, obviously a big job, because the feats of our women and men in the velodrome and on the roads and the cycling world are fantastic. But quite obviously, I think there's some massive financial issues for Cycling Australia to get through. Will you be able to cope with that?
Yes, I think so. There was a problem a couple of years ago that lots of sports have had similar problems where, for one reason or another, an investment or a project they go down goes wrong, and that's what happened with cycling. The Sports Commission and the state associations, so the state cycling associations and Mountain Bike Australia, they've loaned $2 million to Cycling Australia to clear the decks, and we start again in effect. So I think that issue, it's not behind us, but it's well and truly under control at the moment. So our focus can now be on running the sport, on growing the sport. There's lots to be done.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, and you know what it's like to start in a new role. What's first for you, Malcolm, and how long does it take to get a strong feel for cycling?
What I've said to the new board is I think it'll take us 3 months to get our feet under the table, to get our heads around the cycling landscape. It's quite complicated. It's a bit different from most other sports, but that's the starting point, and then we need to target areas where we think we can put in place some programs that will make a difference. I suppose going back there, Michael, before we do that, we need to appoint a new chief executive, and we have our final round of interviews tomorrow, so there'll be some more news there.
Okay, that's going to be great, mate. What did you? Obviously, your time of CEO of Cricket Australia, then of course with the ICC, Mal, and then with the National Basketball League. How much different the processes you put in place from those sports to, say, cycling?
It's quite different. Yeah. Cycling is an Olympic sport. It's largely funded by government. It has some television coverage, but not to the extent of cricket. So there are lots of issues there. We need sponsors or more sponsors. We need improved television coverage. We need to grow the summer of cycling, and there are some terrific events on now across the summer. It's quite different, but fundamentally, I suppose the principles are the same. We're there as the custodians of the sport. We have to act in the best interest of the participants in the sport, and we'll do that.
Mal, what's the uptake of juniors these days? Do you know at the grassroots level?
That's a bit confusing, because there are some amazing numbers around, and I'll run some past you. 17% of Australians ride bikes. There are two million new bikes sold each year, so that's not 2 million new bikes on the road. Some people are upgrading and getting a different bike, but lots of bikes out there. So lots of Australians are riding bikes, and it's a major pastime for them. So, and they range from people who are taking it up as a competitive sport, so they're either going to be road cyclists or track cyclists or BMX or mountain bike, through to the weekend warriors and the people we see riding around the streets on their way to work. So lots and lots of people on bikes. what we need to do is make sure we get our fair share amongst those, our fair share of first choice athletes. So to that extent, we're competing against the other sports. Cycling's been able to do that pretty well over the years, and as you say, we come up with some terrific champions, and the good thing about that is they're becoming household names, so particularly with younger generations. So not so much my generation, but you go down a couple of generations, say, Michael, to your generation, you know these cyclists. You follow the tours. It's a point of interest for your generation, whereas it wasn't so much for mine.
If you don't mind, I wouldn't mind asking you what your thoughts of the cricketing landscape are at the moment, Mel. I mean, how do you see things in this country?
Pretty good. I thought we went through a bit of a flat spot there 3 or 4 years ago. I thought the performance against England was terrific. The World Cup will be that'll be a really interesting event here in Australia. I think we'll see lots of sold out matches and a terrific final here. It'd be great to have Australia beat India in the final at the MCG with 100,000 people there, and we went on the last ball of the match. So that will give the game a boost. I'm not sure it needs a boost. I think it's very strong, but having the World Cup here will be terrific.
And not much has changed in the world of cricket, Malcolm, since you were in charge of that ICC, the subcontinent, India. They still run the show?
Yes, they run the show to the extent that the other countries seek to have India come to play in their country, because that's the bonanza. They sell the TV rights back into India, and that sustains them for a period of time. Now, the Indians have played that card pretty well. What I've said over the years is it's great to have India so strong, and the other countries, it underpins their finances, it adds to their finances, but India still needs to behave responsibly within that, and that's the issue, I think, that we face from time to time. But the thing that's really struck me recently is I'm very pleased about the crackdown on throwing, that the Cricket Committee has taken a stand there, and David Richardson, who's my successor at ICC, I think they're handling that very well.
There's no doubt there's less tolerance, mate, so that's good. Well, thanks for your time this morning, Mal. We wish you well in your new role. I'm sure you'll do a great job.
I'd like to see you on a bike there, Michael. I reckon we'll get those legs flashing.
I'm not sure though that I can turn up like a lot of cyclists on the weekend in all that cycling gear and go to a cafe.
You'd look great in Lycra. You would look terrific.
Well, we'll see what we do. I need to get a new bike, so maybe that's a Christmas present.
Okay, good idea.
Thanks, Mal.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Terry.